So we have the New York Marathon on Sunday, which, you know, given the events of Sandy, is, I mean, nothing short of Herculean effort to put the marathon on, which it, you know, it already is. I mean, just to have 47,000 runners upward and the logistics of that, notwithstanding, every year is incredible, and going in all five boroughs. But then when you consider what, you know, our beautiful city of New York has been through this week, absolute devastation in every way, shape, and form. The fact that the New York Marathon is happening is nothing short of remarkable. And I think it's great for the city to show that, you know, we are tough, that we do rise up, and we have risen up in the past. And, you know, I anticipate it to be a good, triumphant, hopeful moment for the city. And I don't want to read too much into a sporting event, but I do honestly feel that way. So I'm very, very proud that we are soldiering on, and we are still bringing the marathon, because a lot of people have worked really hard for a long, long time to run in this marathon, and for a number of reasons, and it raises $34 million for charity. To have that go away and have these months of training and hopes and dreams of people, I mean, to just have all of that go away would be such a shame. And so I really applaud, you know, the city of New York, Mayor Bloomberg, you know, Mary Wittenberg, the whole infrastructure. It's I can't even, they're like going 24/7 right now. So
so you actually took a tour of the course, or you were touring?
And now you
look back on that, are you thinking,
oh my gosh, yeah, I when I look back on my tour and I look back on, I was like, how are they going to do this? Oh my gosh, it's getting through the five boroughs and all of the machinations that I have to take, and the twists and the turns, and where you have to go. I was like, I really had an appreciation. It took us like 3.5 hours to drive through the course of wow, what, you know, what this must be. I mean, it's incredible sight. I can't believe they pulled this off. And now, having seen all of the devastation in all five boroughs and what they're going to have to overcome on top of that, is honestly, it's mind blowing. I'll believe it when I see it. And I do believe it. I think that there's an incredible group of volunteers that makes this happen. And I think that, you know, how it's going to happen, you know, it's going to be that kind of grassroots volunteer effort that I think is going to really pull this thing off.
From a broadcasting perspective, do you have to change at all? Is there a toning down?
There's not a toning down. It is what it is, and it becomes a lot about Sandy and a lot about what had to be overcome to make the race happen. So if anything, I think this is already, you know, I call it the world's largest pro-am, because there are the best athletes in the world are doing it, along with all the amateurs, and they're all doing the same event. They're running the same course. All running the 2012 U.S. Marathon. It's already an incredibly inspirational event in and of itself. But then this year, I think it takes on added meaning, and of course that will be reflected. So I think that you have a real appreciation and a solemnity, certainly, for what's been lost and who has been lost. And at the same time, you have to put something forth like this as the triumph of the human spirit.